The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So, that's it then, I guess. Always Laura, and then the jump. I'll see you soon, and then it will be time. The final timeline. I can feel the memory slipping away like sand off glass. I need to... the solution. I need... there's got to be a way to tell him. You've got to listen. You've got to just play it. Play it. Come on. You can remember this. Remember Anakin. Damn it, we were so close. We had it figured out. I know we did. I can't remember. And then when he died... when he died, there was just... blood, lots of blood. It just kept pouring out. Buckets over buckets, and I couldn't do anything. I could only hold him. There was red everywhere. I guess I do remember one thing. At least for the moment. And now Michael has gone to march against you, as if he could be successful. I broke my rule. I got used to this place. I started to hope. Was that my downfall? I saved the last timeline for emergency use only, but there's just no other choice. You believe me, right, benefactor? There was just no other choice.
Let's see. Leather shock absorbent rhino boots. I'm almost done with the soles. Won't take much longer after that. Does he need a weapon or something? Probably not with the whole massive strength thing. Maybe I should make him an e-brace. I've got this leftover foam. Honestly, this material isn't ideal. But if I could figure out a way, maybe this could increase his mobility, which might give him the extra buoyancy and alleviate some of the rhino weight. Rhino weight. This is stupid. He's got Evangeline. She's his full-time social worker. He doesn't need me. Hey, Buck, did you find an apartment? Whoa, slow down. No? No, I don't know where Wes is. I've been at the workshop. Wasn't he supposed to stay with Mom today? Is she all right? Are you all right? I just mean, Wes pinned you pretty hard. Are you feeling... Yeah, no, for sure. No, I'll come home and help. That has to be the weirdest football game. First the bleachers, now... Wait a minute, Buck. There's not a football game tonight, right? I think I might know where Wes is.
Stop, I don't want to do this.
You don't have a choice.
All right, Wes, stretch your muscles, drop it out.
I'll hurt him.
I'd like to see you try.
Are you an actual idiot? I put you in the hospital once, I don't want to do it again.
Think about what he's done to you, to your brother, how awful he made your lives. You're in this mess because of him.
But that's no reason to hurt someone.
I just think you're scared. You're not as strong as you think. I think you're scared to be shown up in front of a pretty girl.
Everyone, can everyone please?
You can't trick me. You're not as heroic as you think. You may have powers, but I got experience.
That's not something to really be proud of. But are you trying to choke me? My skin is thick as a rhino. What did you think was gonna happen? Come on. Give it up already.
That's exactly what you want.
Yes, of course it is.
Some superhero you make. Hammond and fight a normal kid.
I don't want to fight a normal kid.
Wes, he's not gonna stop. Let go. I know you. All your life you've kept it together, kept it inside.
You keep saying that.
Now's the time, Wes. Let go. Let it all go. Feel it, every single piece of anger and frustration. Scream. That's it.
Is that your rhino roar?
That's actually kind of catchy.
I'm gonna grow a horn, hooves. Gonna carry around powers without using them, or are you gonna?
Yeah!
Thanks for listening to episode 109. We'll get back to the adventure in a moment, but I just wanted to take this time to say thanks so much for joining us on this journey. This is the penultimate episode. Next week will be the last episode of season one, which is really, really exciting. I'm so grateful that you guys have joined us for the ride so far and for everybody's support. We are working on season two at the moment, and I'm really excited because next season will also feature writing from our wonderful director, Gloria. But all of that to be said, we do this for free. We do this out of the love of our own hearts to tell the story. And if you want to help support that, which we would really, really love, please visit our Patreon. We are at patreon.com/redrhinopodcast. And we would love any support you are able to give us. It is important to us that going into the next couple of seasons that we pay our actors and we have to have a bunch of like overhead costs, which is really great. And it's really, really cool things. And we want to do those things, but money doesn't grow on trees. So please consider looking into that and help us out. And you know what? If you don't have any money, totally understand. Life is hard. And sometimes we just want to listen to shows to kind of help us out on not having as much money as we'd like to spend. And you know what? That's totally understandable. What you could do in that case is you can leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can also recommend the show to others. And the more people that we get to listen to us, the more likely and the faster it is we will be able to make season two, just from the nature of production things. So thank you so much for joining us. And now back to the episode.
Subject's name, Wesley Austin Whitaker.
And anywhere did you put it? Where did you?
For a villain with the moniker Time Crunch, you would think to avoid the cliche of time. But
I will do this as long as I am sanctioned. Maybe even.
We can't fall apart now, damn it.
Tara, if I ever made you feel.
We're not soldiers, Evangeline.
Wow. That's a lot to take in. It's all right there. I mean, I didn't think you were making it up. I mean, we time-ported to a, what'd you call it? A pocket dimension? And back again. But me and Wes? Oh, is that a couch for when your students find out the world is going to end and also they're supposed to be in love with their stupid best friend? Oh, I've got to lay down, I think.
No one said anything about her.
Who?
Ashlyn.
Oh, this is too weird. I can't lay down. I can't even sit still. Oh, those were... Am I in love with Wes?
Whole conversations. Pieces of the puzzle just completely gone, fallen through the cracks. No, stolen through the cracks.
I've never been in love with anyone before. But that Laura, oh, she seems so heartbroken. Is that just destiny that I fall in love? That's not really love, though.
I don't remember anything from that timeline. So what does Ashlyn have to do with this? Laura, do you think...
Why did you let me listen?
Pardon?
Isn't there an issue with people listening to their own tapes? I don't... Oh, everything in my life is just... It's planned out for me. Before this, I mean, my parents moved here, and they had a plan, and I've heard it my entire life. This stupid plan, and they didn't ask me, but I understood because they made sacrifices for me, and I had to honor them for that. But this... Oh, who I love is supposed to be the one choice I can make. And I don't get to do that. I don't even get to make it to college. Oh, all because of stupid Wes Whitaker.
Laura.
I don't want my future to revolve around someone else.
Laura, I understand you're having an emotional crisis. However, yes. Storm out in a fit of hormonal rage and leave the apparent amnesia victim to fend for herself. They run together. Each timeline, it always ends in a similar way, with each conversation in a stagnant manner. But I don't... It's all there, plain as... Well, my own voice, but when... Michael marching on the benefactor, my own loss of memories, and Ashlyn... Who is she?
Come at it from the left!
Your left or my left?
We're staring in the same direction!
Oh!
Come on, Rhino boy. I can take it.
Why won't you just give up?
And leave? When one of the Whitakers finally puts up a good fight?
Yes! Yes, you're doing it! That anger! Use it, Wes! Push through! Keep going! You're doing great!
Yeah, Wes. Maybe your anger can finally make you a man.
Oh, no. Chad? Chad, are you all right, Chad? He's breathing. I think he's breathing, right? No, we have to get him to the hospital again. I don't think anyone's supposed to have this many concussions in a week.
You're still not using all of your strength.
Are you listening to me? I don't want to keep hurting him. And if I use all of my strength, I will. Evangeline said...
Do you see your precious protector? Is she anywhere? Where was she when your best friend disappeared? Where was she when Chad was getting paid to bully Raleigh? Where was she when you walked in on your mom hanging from the closet?
How do you know all that?
Well, this is it. This the last tape. I should record this, shouldn't I? After all, we are veering into entirely new territory. Field report. Whatever. How did this happen? How could you have let this happen? Aren't you supposed to see everything? Why did you... You have left me vulnerable. You left him vulnerable. How could you do that? Benefactor, hopefully you've got some answers for me, because otherwise, I'm about to find out. Oh, for goodness sake!
Evangeline, I know you're in there.
Come in, younger Whitaker. What are you doing here so late?
It's Wes. He's on the football field. You have to come
see... He's not on the football
field. He's fighting on the football field. You have to come stop him.
But I need... I can't. Not just yet.
What could possibly...
I need more time. We might finally gain an understanding of these events.
Ashlyn. It was you, wasn't it?
We make a good team, don't we, Wes? I mean, in the last couple of hours, you moved half the football bleachers. You beat Chad. She's failing you, Wes. Evangeline, you're not ready, and she's not strong enough.
Who are you?
All you needed was a little push, a little reminder of what was at stake. I failed once, but I didn't fail completely, because here you are. And where is Evangeline? Gone. She's gone. She's not here. She was never enough. I made them see that. Don't you see?
No. No, not like this. Not at the expense of... You're the one who paid Chad. You toyed with me and manipulated me. Whatever Evangeline is, she wouldn't
Wes,
do that.
What are you... Did you hurt Chad again? What is wrong with you? Ashlyn, what are you doing?
Ashlyn, stop this. Let Laura go.
Yeah, let Laura go. Laura isn't part of what's the story. And she doesn't want to be part of whatever girl drama Wes is having.
Sorry, baby girl. You're always involved in Wes's drama. Everyone is.
No, I'm in charge of my own destiny.
No, you're really not.
Ashlyn, please, just let her go.
Aren't you going to try and stop me? What did we just spend the last couple of hours doing?
Laura, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Fix it!
I don't know how! Apparently Ashlyn is evil and I missed it!
You were too busy staring at her with your moony face!
Now both of you, shut up! Now, Laura, here's the deal. I'm going to kill you.
No!
What? Can you not?
Sorry. You just happened to walk by at a crazy time, but really it works out so well for me.
Ashlyn... Why are you doing this?
Isn't it obvious?
Please don't say fridging me. Please don't say fridging.
To devastate Evangeline.
What the? What? I didn't. Laura, did you see that coming? Because I kind of thought that this all had everything to do with me.
Oh, stop making jokes. She doesn't have you by the neck, you.
Laura!
Please, stop doing that!
I'm coming, Laura.
Yes, good. That's it. Come at me, you little...
Okay, get ready to jump, Laura.
Okay, Wes.
Good job, Wes.
Are you okay, Laura?
Yeah, just give me a turn to beat her ass next.
You didn't answer my question. You were the one pretending to be Evangeline. You paid Chad?
I honestly thought you'd forgotten about all that.
How? How could you? Are you a sociopath?
Primitive.
Okay, then why? Why would you hurt my brother? Laura, why are you using me to hurt Evangeline?
No, no, you won't get me to monologue.
I don't want to hurt you.
As if you could.
You have powers too?
Timekeeper powers.
Laura, Wes, are you guys okay?
Yeah. Kidnapper Barbie's got a strong grip, but I'll be all right. Evangeline, who is she?
She's a timekeeper, and she was supposed to be decommissioned.
She started all of this. She paid Chad off to bully Raleigh, kept pushing me to put off training to spend time away from you. She said she wanted to get back at you.
Yes.
It doesn't matter anymore, does it, Evangeline? Your last precious timeline is about to die out, and you with it. I've won!
There's nothing. I've got to go now. I don't think I want to, but I can't remember why. Benefactor, I think this is my last recording. The memories, they're fading in and out now, dimming. Soon they will be completely gone. I wish you'd let me have these. Let me take these so that I could at least have some chance of success. Who? That was it. Laura was always the last one. There's no more. That there can't be any more unless I'm not remembering correctly. I should have guessed.
Hi, Evangeline.
Hello, Ashlyn.
Red Rhino is created and written by Megan Fitzmartin, directed and co-produced by Gloria Isley, and produced by Lenita Harless, with music composition and sound design by Eric Jorgensen. This episode featured Jesse Einstein, Hershey Wingler, Dylan Welk, Kimberly Woods, Thomas Hagena, and Nadia Vasquez. Thanks to Merry Mansion for our logo. Make sure to subscribe and join us in 2 weeks for the continuing adventures of Red Rhino.